Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and chart chaperone, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across three rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is a game that you can play however and wherever you like. You can do this alone or team up with your friends. Our three rounds today are going to be the year 1993, soundtrack songs, and 2010's chorus challenge. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where you can learn a bit about pop history and play in additional games. I love to see everyone who plays our podcast from all around the world, and today we're giving a shout out to our players over in Malmo, Sweden. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to think through a question just a little bit more. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round one.
For round one today, we're dissecting the music scene of 1993. We've got five questions for you all about the music news from 1993 with 1 point available for each correct answer. To paint the picture, this is the year the Chicago Bulls were dominating basketball and people were flocking to the cinema to see Jurassic Park. Now, let's get into it. Question one. In June 1993, which famed singer announced he would change his name to an unpronounceable symbol? Question 2. In March 1993, which rock musical made its Broadway debut based on a 1969 album by The Who? Question 3. One of the biggest hits of 1993 was I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by which rock singer? Question 4. In February 1993, Elton John had to abruptly end a concert in Melbourne, Australia, after what type of insects swarmed the stage? Question 5. In December 1993, which band performed on MTV Unplugged and later released the live single About a Girl? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is soundtrack songs. In this round, we have five clues for you about songs that famously supported film soundtracks. For each film you can correctly match to our clue, you can grab 1 point. Here are the clues. Question 6. Seal's 1994 hit, Kiss from a Rose, was used for the soundtrack of this superhero franchise for its 1995 installment. Question 7. My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion served as the love theme for this 1997 romantic tragedy film. Question 8. Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins was a hit track from the soundtrack of this high-flying action film from 1986. Question 9. Aerosmith's power ballad, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, supported this 1998 Michael Bay disaster flick. And question 10. Simple Minds' 80s classic, Don't You Forget About Me, famously soundtracked this 1985 teen film. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 2010's Chorus Challenge. We're going to test how well you remember the lyrics to some of the biggest hits of the 2010s, but there is a twist. For each question, you'll hear the lyrics read aloud in a different voice than normal. There are 2 points available here, one for a correct song title and one for a correct artist. Let's take a listen to those 2010s hits. Question 11.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn? Well, that's all right because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry?
Question 12.
All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone? Baby, it's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two?
Question 13.
So dance, dance, like it's the last night of your life. Life gon' get you right, 'cause baby.
Question 14.
You say I'm crazy, 'cause you don't think I know what you've done. But when you call me baby?
Question 15.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you've stole.
That is all of our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after a break, so stay tuned when we reveal all the answers. Welcome back. How well did you score? Well, let's find out, commencing with the year 1993. Question 1. Prince. He made the change in protest of contractual issues with his record label and for many years was called the artist formerly known as Prince. Question 2. Tommy was the musical by The Who that debuted on Broadway, where it would win 5 Tony Awards. Question 3. Meatloaf had one of the biggest hits of 1993. Question 4. Crickets. The weather conditions in Melbourne that summer had led to an explosion in the insect population, and ultimately the cancellation of Elton's show. Question 5. Nirvana. Their MTV Unplugged live set would later become available on CD and sold over 13 million copies internationally. Continuing on to round 2, soundtrack songs, you were trying to identify what movie soundtracks contained those hit songs from our clues. These are the ones we were looking for. Question 6. Batman. The song Kiss from a Rose specifically supported the film Batman Forever. Question 7. Titanic featured the ballad My Heart Will Go On. Question 8. The Top Gun soundtrack featured Danger Zone with the song used again for the 2022 sequel. Question 9. Armageddon was supported by Aerosmith's hit. And question 10. The Breakfast Club featured Don't You Forget About Me. For our final round today, we played you the chorus lyrics of some of the biggest hits of the 2010s. Remember, you can nab 2 points here, one for a correct song title and another for a correct artist. The songs you were hearing were... Question 11. Love the Way You Lie by Eminem and Rihanna. Question 12. That was Payphone by Maroon 5. Question 13, DJ Got Us Fallen in Love by Usher. Question 14, that was I'm Not the Only One by Sam Smith. And question 15, Closer by the Chainsmokers and Halsey. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, leave a comment or vote in the episode poll. You can also follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play extra games. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Pods, or wherever you are listening from at this moment. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again for another round of trivia.